Do you have trouble finding the correct tone and terminology? Because, you know, in academic parlance, the registers, and, you know, there's certain words that you don't use, you know, or unless what I call 57 words, you know. Like sometimes even if you use the word Boechtian, that the reading public might not really understand. So was there a lot of adjustment that you had to do, or did you just say, I'm just going to put it out there, let the audience struggle, or did your editor come back to you and said, they're not going to understand this? So what was that process like?
I went through different stages. In the initial stage, when I was, I suppose, guns blazing, shooting from the hip, I was, you know, very opinionated in my reviews, very, I suppose, polemical, maybe too much to that extreme of the point of view, and maybe not enough context, not enough history, because I was younger and I hadn't seen enough. Then later on, after 1 or 2 years on the beat, I realized that actually, you know, I had been seeing more, I had more context, more appreciation of the background and why production was the way it was. Then I became maybe a little bit too contextual. So along the way, I had to sort of find that balance. So as for the register, so generally for arts reviews, there's kind of an implicit understanding that the reader is not, say, your average Channel 8 reader, that the reader is someone with maybe some passing knowledge of the arts. So there isn't that sort of like compulsion to explain everything. Like, you're gonna say like Brechtian and brackets, what it means in such a crude way, you know. But having said that, you also do want to educate, you want to bring people with very little exposure along with you. So I think the trick is to explain, but not in a way that's obviously pedantic. That means to evoke in your description of the production in a very simple and clear way what alienation, say the Breton alienation might be, without necessarily even actually using it. I mean, you can use it, but the term, but to sort of evoke with your description cues as to what that might mean, instead of just laying the term down and expecting people to understand it. For example, like stepping out of character, turning to the audience, and intellectualizing, switching roles, you know, these kind of explanations to signal to the reader what alienation might be.